So put this M and then M.
Yeah.
But this is equal M. You see?
Yes, yes.
So then under charge conjugation, psi M becomes psi M up to at a C, which is plus minus one. That's it.
Yeah, but my question is, I do not think for the
no, eat this forward. You can just do this, okay? So just anti-commutator for my run. You don't know it, so you should work out. So this commutator will crack. I believe it will fall from there.
Okay.
C equal at the C
hat.
But it's better to write just this. That's it. This equals it. Because this guy equals it. At the C you cannot define.
So according to this, just put M here.
Yeah, this is what I did.
Yeah.
But look, this guy I prove equals it.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
So this is what I wrote.
It's true. Then I.
That's it.
Oh, I get it.
So you have the same field, not complex conjugation, but just same field. This is the point. So it's very different field than Dirac field. In Dirac, you have different combination, right?
This is a question about this aspirator.
Right.
Is this the interaction Hamilton? Is this the full
Hamilton? Yeah, this is full.
But isn't that only true when the Hamiltonian commutes with itself? That every point in time?
No. It's Heisenberg and Schrodinger always connected in such a way. So full Hamilton.
Okay.
It's always correct. Now we will a little bit change this, but introduce so-called interaction picture. But on the other hand, relation between Schrodinger and Heisenberg is always like that, through a full Hamiltonian. Of course, it's very difficult to calculate, and this is our task, to calculate this. Okay, the idea, how this is real problem, I stopped here. It's good that you asked me. Because real problem, now how we can calculate? It's not easy. You're right that we cannot write this exponent, for example, as product of two, free and indirect. But it's correct. Okay, so we should somehow find at least perturbative approach expansion in series in lambda. This our upload constant. We consider lambda small to evaluate this stuff. And then, also, as I said, we need to find this second part of the problem, this ground state. Okay. So, what is the idea? So I have since everything. This is idea of actually Tomonaga and Schwinger idea. Introduce new, and it's called interaction picture field and this field phi I interacting and now I write this field at all time, Tx, and by definition, this field is field dependence on T is defined by free Hamiltonian. So we introduce, it's a kind of auxiliary field, but very important. So we know this guy, it expressed a fixed time, right, in this way. But now, with free Hamiltonian, we can, if we introduce such a combination, we can find this so-called interaction picture field at any time. Because now, its dependence on time is governed by free Kaluza, it's Klein-Gordon, Kaluza-Klein, but Klein-Gordon field, right? So point is that we can immediately write answer how this guy, because we did this already in free theory, this is free Kaluza-Klein. So this is exactly what we found before, and I write this stuff, E3P, same like there. And now, so this is Minkowski, it includes P0. Plus and of course P0 is equal so it's what we had before. Now idea is okay, we have this guy, we can not find so far this guy. We now introduce this auxiliary and we can easily write answer dependence on T. And we would like now to express a tall T time phi Tx Heisenberg field through this interaction picture field. And it's possible. This was achievement of those people. Eventually they got Nobel Prize developing this approach. Okay, this is one step. Just here also it's important to say what is x0 here. x0 here is t minus t 0. So this guy, of course, at t equal t 0, coincide with that Schrodinger answer. And at other time, it's in a very simple form, is expressed through this. Okay? This is auxiliary. At this moment, it has nothing to do with this stuff. So just so smart people, somehow they figured out that it will be useful to introduce this object. But we don't understand still why. Okay, we introduce this. And now idea, okay, let's express phi through fi. We can do this. Look, this guy is expressed through this guy, and then this guy easily can be expressed, of course, through this. So on the other hand, we know as this guy through this. So let us write phi t x. Actually, I could write phi t x. Now I write
now express phi t zero x through this new field. It's easy through this stuff. Okay, so we have this. It's equal. Let me write. Right. Okay, so it will look like that. This term I keep, and now this term e h zero t minus t zero phi i t x, and now and still I need to write this guy, okay? Right. Minus I h e minus e zero. Okay, so this guy is nothing else but my phi t zero x. Seems I did almost nothing. Right, this guy. Okay. So this is what I wrote. This is expression. And now let me write in some way. I go to another first. Let go. So I okay, so this I wrote. Let me rewrite in this equivalent way. I introduce new quantity u. This is exactly this part. Okay. Still, I got essentially almost nothing, just some new symbols. But the idea is that this guy u satisfies simple Schrodinger-like equation, which relatively easy to solve. Just this particular combination. So, u, this guy, is known, or is called, interaction picture
solution of the time revolution, the revolution of the time. And it satisfies a relatively simple equation. Differential equation, Schrodinger like. Okay. This equation like that. Let's calculate, like in the case of Schrodinger equation, first derivative with I, u, v, t, 0. Then it's this our guy, right? Okay, it's not very difficult. So I just, let's do this. First term, we should consider derivative. It's not a big deal. And this will be okay. Right. I D T. Yeah, okay. So we let me write H. So one comes from first H zero with minus. I and another from this term with plus, and we have minus I H E minus E 0. This is, what is this? This is H interaction, right? This is exactly interacting term, which we wrote with u lambda this step, right? So this is interaction term. Okay. And then this is equal. Let me rewrite it this way. This I retain t minus zero H interaction, and now I write this. I will write this factor with minus. Sorry, it's technical, but we should go through this. Times, this is times, I introduce essentially. So I put two factors, this times this, and this is one, and our old factor. This is very nice thing, because what we have here, this is actually interacting term. Let me write. Okay, I will write. It's equal. Now, what is this? I will write here. D3S, and this is lambda, and phi to the 4, but it's now not Schrodinger phi or Heisenberg, but our interacting field, which we know how depends on T. Because, look, this is its exactly definition. Right? So when we consider this combination with this guy expressed through Z phi T0x, we will get this stuff, which is nice. So we express this part through our field phi I. So we write this is equal. Okay. And we write it's equal. And we will call this H T. So it means interacting part expressed through field phi I. So we get equation. So this is equal. Let me write H I T. But this is, on the other hand, is U T T zero. Definition of UT, look here. So now we have simple equation. So let me write this equation. I D D T U T T zero on the left hand side equal H I T and U T T zero. This is first order equation, and we have initial condition U T T zero at T equal T zero. This is one. Because look at where I produce u. When t equal t zero, this is one. So we can now we should. This was trick. So now everything is expressed through field, whose dependence on time I know. Right? It's written there. It's trivial dependence like in free theory. And my Heisenberg field is expressed through this U phi, and this guy satisfies simple equation. It looks like a simple. It's not very simple, but actually it's solvable, like in perturbative theory in lambda, you will see, with simple condition. So this is, we reduced our problem, which soluble. And this is good. Okay, go ahead with that. Again, don't think that it was easy to figure out. It took around 15 years for people. So it was introduced after Second World War, these techniques. And yeah, at least 15 years, a little bit more. Okay, so we now should solve this equation. Guess would be like that. It's simple equation. If this guy was not operator, my guess would be this equation, guess. Solution of the form U T T zero, something like K. It's guess. It's not exactly correct, but close actually. Okay, let me show solution here, and we will work with it. Solution in series is this one. So remember that HI includes lambda. So higher powers of HI include higher powers of lambda. So we have series in lambda. Second term plus then we have G, T, 1, and, okay, D, T, 2, of course. Okay, so we first integrate over D, T, 2 until D, T, 1, and then D, T, 1 until T. So, and so on. So we have this series, and it's easy to check that it's satisfied. Let us try. Okay, so let's consider I. We consider this operation. First term 0. This is plus. Now let's calculate derivative of second term. It's easy, right? So we will get minus I, but we have, so we take derivative with dt, I minus I plus, and then it will be h I okay. So look, it's like a u first term 1, then first term in equation h I. Now it came from second term. Now let us consider derivative of that. Okay, this guy minus I, right? This is giving me minus I because it gives, and now take derivative plus of this term. It's again not difficult. Dependence on T only here. So we get answer T.
T1. The first integral shouldn't
be T1. This?
No. The first integral of the second term.
This one?
The first integral of the second
this?
Term. First integral of the second term.
Of the second term.
Yes, oh, yes.
No,
yes,
we integrate.
T, right?
No, I believe it's okay. You see, we this is our inner integral, dt2. We get function of t1, and then we integrate dt1.
Yes, so dt.
Dt1 is external. So first you integrate dt2. You get function of t1, which comes both from this integrand and this limit. So this order, this is iterated integral, what is called in calculus. So no, you it's okay. It's it. So integrate over t. Take derivative, and then we have answer t zero. Okay, t. One, right, everywhere substitute and I just a moment. Okay, so I integrate derivative at t, right? So this guy will give me h I t, and then I will get t zero t h I t two e two t. But of course, you could change this for t one. It doesn't matter. The point is that what I got now this term. I return T2, but this is the same like T1. Okay, and then from third term, by considering derivative, comes this term and so on. So it works. You get this equation. So you considering derivative of this series, you will reproduce exactly this term. Okay. Now, what is important in this series, you can see this is like iterative integral time order. So T2, we can write that T is larger than T1, and T1 is larger than T2. Because T2 integrate over until T1 and T1 up to T. So it's time order. Then, because let's look at this, for example, there. Because of one can write now I considering this term. Okay, let us discuss what we have. Why I believe that it could be written in this way, and why one half. Okay, it's like when I teach calculus, this is iterative integral. When we want to consider double integral, express or iterate. Okay. Let me try to picture what I have. Okay. So look, this is a T2 variable.
like x, y.
So t2, t1.
This is curve, which is t2 equal t1. This is, say, t0. This is my t. And I have this. Okay, in this triangle, I have exactly my integral in my series. Look, T2 goes from T0, this point, up to this point, but this is T1, T2 equal T1, right? So this is, in this triangle, I integrate in this pair. But what I have here, I integration T0 up to T, T0 up to T. So if this guy covers square, the whole. And this is what I have here. So I should divide it by 1/2. Because I have additional contribution from that area, which is equal that one. This is why 1/2. Okay. Okay. Point is that similar consideration is a little bit involved with a mid consideration higher term. What I have, the nth term. T0 T1 DT1 DT2 up to DTN. Yes, I'm Tn-1, right?
So how do we know that the integral itself gives the same amount of contribution for top and bottom?
Right. Because you see, it's T order. So when this guy is, so in this area, what we have, T1 is larger than T2. And we have then HIT1, HIT2. Right? In that area, we have HT2, HT1. But expression the same. So from this viewpoint, it's exactly the same because it's same HR. Function is the same. So contribution is the same. Okay, so this is this guy, and H, I'm sorry, it's indeed like, but this part I followed quite closely the book, so you certainly could look. And this guy, this is answer 1 over n factorial. And now T0, T, I have all of them same. Of course, I should write N those symbols, but it's same from T0 to T, D, T, N, and then H, H, I, T, 1 up to H. I, T, N. So we actually, let me show that we got something similar to what we expected. Where was our guess? I wrote somewhere.
gas solution of this equation. Yes, this is exponent, but it will look more complicated, but this was the gas. So exponent with this stuff. There will be keyword. Okay, so now our solution, final, almost final. Second to the final answer. So, and this is equal, this is Taylor expansion of the following exponent. It's t, the sign is outside of this exponent. Exponent minus I, t 0 t, d t prime, h I t prime. So close to our guess, it's with exponent, but the new thing is this t orbit, because this is operator. It's actually different at different time. They not commute, so it's not so simple expression, but this symbolic expression, on the other hand, of course, people work not with the whole exponent, they actually express, like shown here, and this will be first order correction in lambda, this is second, third, and so on, but at least you have now compact, it's nice expression which it's easy to get nth correction from this exponent by considering Taylor expression. Okay, so this is our, so in principle now we can say that we know how this guy, evolution, time evolution operator, is expressed through phi I field, interaction picture field. Right? Because we see H I is expressed through phi I. So now everything U is expressed through phi I. On the other hand, knowing U, this is expression U T T, what I wrote at the top, this is expression actually for this Heisenberg field. So now we know how Heisenberg field is expressed. This is at the top, right? This guy, so this, this, then I introduced this U, and this is Heisenberg expression. Okay, so we now solved problem concerning how we can express our Heisenberg field through five.
again, let me write Q. And this is Heisenberg field with interaction with what is written here. And everything now is expressed, as I said, through okay, it's done. Now second part, it's more link between wall. We should now express our real ground state, because in my correlation function we have two unknowns. We have this Heisenberg field, phi x, phi y. It seems now at least we know how they're expressed from simple field phi I. It's simple because we know time dependence in this, okay? But we still don't know ground state, how it's expressed through simple vacuum ground state in free theory. Okay. Yeah, it. A little bit more in work, I will retain here. We'll try to finish this to show how it will be. Later, we will see that how one can explicitly to work with this U and calculate of correction. It's possible. This is Feynman rules. Through weak theorem. But again, as a good thing, and was my actually desire to do this to simplify your life, I follow quite closely to text. I just will write a little bit more details, something here needs this. Okay. Otherwise, I follow quite closely to this. Okay. Express real ground state theory with interaction through this simple free theory, and of course, this our field. We should use this. Introduce small variation of our evolution operator. Let's write it not just at t0, but at arbitrary, tt prime. T0 we have still, but now what happens if I change and write t prime? Okay. So I define this guy like this. So I got this expression already t. So here I have integral from t0 to t. Now I, instead t0, introduce t prime. X minus t, t prime. So I t0 change for t prime. Dt t prime, h prime, t prime. And yeah, t larger than t prime. Before it was t zero. Okay. It's easy, of course, the point that I change T0 for T prime does not change the fact that it satisfies the same equation. Which satisfies equal H I T U T T prime with the initial condition. Now it's a little bit different. Now it's U T prime T prime equal 1. When I take T equal T prime, it's evident, right? Because it's 0. This integral and this is 1. Okay. Now, let us show it's easy. There is only one solution of this. This is actually what we have OD, right? Essentially, OD, only dependence on T. So there is only one solution, and let us show that u t t prime equal little similar to that expression with t zero, but we have additional term now. I will show you. It doesn't show, I will show you. Okay. Let us compare what we had for U. Compare. This is UTT0. Look there. We have only two terms. But now we have three terms. Okay, we will get that expression. If you put t prime equal t zero, boom, then this is one, and then you have old answer. Okay, I should just, in order to show that it's correct, I should just show that it satisfies this my ODE, because for sure this equation, differential equation, okay. Because for sure when t equal t prime, what I have 1, because this is 1 when t equal t prime, and then this guy kill this guy. So this is 1. So I just should substitute, check. Okay. Now I substitute T U T T prime DT. Okay, take derivative of first term, then we will get minus. And we will get H. Zero. Still we have minus I H T minus T prime A minus E I zero T prime minus T zero plus derivative of second term. This will be plus I T A zero T minus T zero exponent, second exponent minus H second this guy T minus t prime multiplied. So now I take derivative of this guy, I will get plus h. Because I and minus I plus. And second term, no need to consider derivative because no t, only t prime and t zero. Okay. Now I write in this form. First step. Yeah, it's not very enjoyable to do this, but what we can do. Now we combine this term and this h0. They come with different sign. And then. For those guys who did this first time in the history of mankind, it would be much tougher because they were not sure whether they are right. Now we know that they are right because they got Nobel Prize for that. So it's much easier for us. Okay, minus t prime. Let me lost. I already lost, guys. Okay, so I get H0, H. The first is correct. Second, it seems is wrong.
It should be H.
H, right. And T minus T prime. Absolutely wrong. I should not talk. Okay. T minus T prime, this is this guy, and with minus, right?
Minus,
right. And then this guy, H zero, it should look at my something. Oh, okay. Let me. Okay, let me write. Okay. This term, let me. So what I have? Okay. H zero. This is correct. Then I should still do. Okay, now it seems correct. Now I write, I will take for my note. E, not to make this zero. Zero. H minus H zero, which is nothing else but H interaction. Minus. Now I introduced some three pieces. So I introduced, look, It does not cancel it, but I introduce this one. This times this one. So I introduce these two additional factors. And still, I have two terms, right? Okay, multiply. So this time row multiply okay, why it's important? Now I should write here.
Let me, and I will stop. Because it already becomes.
Okay. So we have this long expression. This is equal. Okay, this, and this, three terms, is nothing else but h I t. You see, this guy is h interaction in Schrodinger pictures, but I add by this from two sides. Plus, minus, and this is exactly to go to interaction picture. So this is up to this, we know what it is. But this guy, 3-2, is nothing actually else but u t t prime. This factor, this this and this, because what is the expression? Let's compare. U t t prime. Let us show. I said that u t t prime equal e minus a zero t t zero. Let us. Oh, here. So this is first factor. U. Let us show what I said. I'm sorry. Let us show that this guy equal plus its mass. Okay, let me try to write this in the beginning here. So just this, I want to rewrite this. Okay.
So we should substitute this in equation and check that it is solution. Of course, UTT prime node UTT prime T equal T prime equal 1. T prime okay, what I have this guy 1 and then this kills this. Okay, now let me substitute T D U T T prime D T. Minus I will careful. This comes from derivative of the first term, second term is this. H, this is from second. Now I will rewrite in this for I H zero T minus T zero H minus H zero. I just combine those. And now trick is I introduce this. Multiply. So this is guy HI because this the whole factor, but this inside H interaction, but this is HI, and now I write. Now we come so I put this times this just one, and I should put two more factors. Okay, this a check is nothing else but U T T prime. Okay, we have this factor hat. We have this factor here, and we have this factor. So, indeed, this is actually our equation. So you see that this guy, we took this derivative, and on the right-hand side we got HI U T T prime. So indeed, it satisfies our equation. Okay. Okay. I stop here. So then, next, I will continue from this point. So we show that indeed, in order to express this vector. Sorry for many. Yeah, kind of confusion. Okay, another thing. You know, I only today learned that there will be no quantum field theory 2 next step. It will start only in September 2009. Okay, so I was asked
maybe next Wednesday I will ask you to write, I give you kind of page of the paper, your name, whether you are planning to attend that quantum field theory too. In order they would know at Perimeter Institute approximate number of people from this group who wants to attend. Now it's unknown who will teach.
Okay.
But quantum field theory too, I discussed with them. It will consider useful things, of course. It will consider quantization of gauge field theories, which is necessary for the standard model, and renormalization, including renormalization group effect. This is quantum field theory. At least this stuff will be included. So you should just indicate. I will ask.
Do you know if you'll do path integrals, or?
We did not discuss path integral, but almost for sure. Point is that in order to describe renormalization of gauge field theories, it's almost the easiest way is to use path integral. And actually, quantization of those theories, the easiest is to use the path integral.
So the plan is to renormalize gauge fields as well.
Yeah. So I believe path integral will be for sure. Right. But it's unknown who will teach, okay, at this moment. That's it. So we stop here, right?